You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is September the 15th, 2018. It's Saturday, and this is Piercing Darkness radio broadcast brought to you by Apostle Ronald Solly and Power Evangelism Ministries. I want to thank you again for tuning in right here in the Treasure Coast, South Florida, and the Palm Beaches. Apostle Solly will be coming live in the studio shortly to deliver a great, encouraging message to you and also some wonderful testimonies. We want to give as we give you some live updates of what's happening. God has been doing great things in August as we had a great crusade in August at the Raymond F. Kravis Center in downtown West Palm, as many souls came to Jesus. Many got healed, and people came from all over, from Texas, Louisiana, different parts of America and around the world to attend this awesome crusade, and also locally. It was a great crusade, and Jesus was glorified, and many people heard the gospel, the uncompromising truth, and the power of God in action. But also, we had a great crusade. But I want to encourage you, if you need prayer right now, wherever you are out there in radio land, and maybe you're discouraged, maybe you're depressed, or maybe you're going through some financial things, or maybe you have a loved one that's sick in the hospital, or maybe a child, and you say, you know what, I don't know what to do, and you feel helpless, pick up that phone right now and dial that prayer line, 561-337-9018. And there's prayer partners standing by to take your call. And all the prayer requests, the man of God, Apostle Solly, prays over and prays for them. And God, we've seen so many testimonies of just miracle after miracle, because Jesus is in the healing business, and it's all free. Just pick up that phone and dial right now. Someone's there to minister to you and pray with you. And if you don't want to do that, you can also say, you know what, I just like to do it on my phone or go on my computer. We can go right on the website. It's powerevangelism.net. That's powerevangelism.net. And you can just go at the bottom of any one of the prayer requests, actual tab, and you can submit your prayer requests. There's some great testimonies on there. There's links to YouTube, also social media, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow Apostle Ronald Solly on Facebook, on Twitter, and also on Periscope. I want to encourage you to download that app. It's a free app, and it's in the App Store on your Apple and your Android device. And anytime Apostle Solly comes live, he's been doing some live studios every Wednesday, and also some different Periscopes live, wherever he may be, in his car, at his office, or traveling around the world preaching the gospel. He might come in at the coffee shop and just spend time and talk to you and tell you about what God has put on his heart prophetically about the end times we're in, and what God's doing in America and around the world. So I want to encourage you, get that. And also, we have events coming up, so if you're interested in coming to one of the crusades or events or coming to revival services, go to our website or call us. We'd love for you to attend one of our events. And if you have family or friends in Georgia, Apostle Solly will be coming to Georgia coming soon. And so I encourage you that if you have family and friends there around the Augusta area or in Greenville, South Carolina, or Anderson, you've got to come there before the end of the year. Hey, you can follow the man of God on social media and also let him know he's coming to your city, and all the events are free to attend. And don't forget, every Sunday, right here in South Florida on Channel 61 or 13, our Xfinity Hotline XD HD channels, you can watch Piercing Darkness television broadcast. So if you love the radio show and you listen on Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here every Saturday on 89.9 FM, you can also watch the TV show live Sundays at 5 to 5.30. So every Sunday, that's tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time to 5.30. Or if you have family or friends that are out of town, they can go into the TV station website, WFGC.com, and they can go click live and watch Apostle at 5 to 5.30. That's free. And just want to encourage you to finish your prayer request and keep believing God for your miracle, whatever it may be. Whatever you're going through, nothing is impossible. That all things are possible. And also, Apostle Solly and the man of God and the prayer team are praying for those that are affected by Hurricane Florence that went through South Carolina and a lot of North Carolina damaging it really bad in the East Coast. We have some partners and friends that are praying for them. And also, if you have loved ones there that need prayer, maybe they need rescue or just need some prayer of encouragement and they're in the area or maybe they're in a shelter, give us a call. We'd like to pray with them, minister to them, and see anywhere we can pray for their spiritual needs and help them. So we're praying for all those that God will restore them and that God will recover those that lost their homes and even some of them lost their lives. So God is a merciful God. He's a restoring God. So give us a call, 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. Tomorrow night, we have a special service. It's going to be in Delray Beach, Florida, tomorrow night at 7:30 in Delray Beach. If you're interested in attending, go to our website or give us a call. We'd love to minister to you and your family. And don't forget also that if you'd like to have Apostolic come minister in your church or invite him to a conference or crusade, we do have a link on our website. You can invite the man of God. You can fill that out, and we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to have him come speak in your church, your conference, your women's event, or maybe you have a gathering you want him to come and minister at your church or your event, definitely fill out the form on the website or call our ministry line. We'll give you more information, send you something in the mail, and you can invite Apostle Solly to come to your church, your conference, or maybe you have an event somewhere around the world or in the United States or here locally in Florida. He'd love to come and be a blessing to you. So again, thank you again for tuning in. We got a great show today. We have some testimonies. Apostle Solly is going to come and deliver a great word to really encourage you and build your faith today. So I want to encourage you to stay tuned right here on this station. We're going to have some more live updates and more things happening in the ministry. But also, you're going to hear a word right from the man of God heart and right from the Bible that's going to uplift you, encourage you, and strengthen you in your faith today. Remember, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with God, as Matthew 19:26 says. And he's in the soul-saving business. He's delivering healing, and God does miracles. You know, God is great. He does miracles. You know, the man of God prophesied recently and had a prophesied word of God. God's going to bless you with a home, and God did that within 9 months, blessing a nice big six-bedroom, five-bathroom home. That's what God does. He does miracles like that, financial miracles. He does healing miracles. He saves souls. Everything he does is a miracle, saving souls, healing people's bodies, because he wants to tell people he loves them, and that's what the man of God is doing. So we're going to go live to the studio with the man of God. I want to encourage you to believe God for your miracle and believe God for your healing and your deliverance today as well. And I got now. Enjoy the rest of this broadcast with Apostle Ronald Sully. God bless you.
Fire! Watch. Fire! Your daughter shall be saved. Your daughter shall be saved. Your daughter shall be saved. Watch, 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 watch. That's the glory. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Jesus, we need, come on guys, it's gonna spread out, come on. The fire's falling. It is here. Yeah. We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain. Your rain, we need your rain. 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 Lord, we need your rain. We need your rain. Your rain.
We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain.
You see?
We need your rain.
I'm gonna release a
We need your rain.
We need your rain. We need your rain.
Your rain.
There is.
We need your rain.
All the way from we Texas, as I lay hands on you, a fresh fire.
Rain.
A fresh fire.
We need your rain.
Watch.
We need your rain.
You're going to take this fire to Texas. This fire is going back to Texas. Fresh.
We need your rain.
Watch it, watch it, watch it. That's the glory, that's the glory.
We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain.
We need your rain. Jesus, we need your rain.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to this show, Piercing Darkness. We're going to give God praise for what God is going to do for you. This is coming to you from the studios. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. God answers prayer and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am excited about what God is doing in my life and in the ministry. Testimonies bring glory to God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and nothing is impossible with him. I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Creator of heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel does not sleep nor slumber. What does the Bible say? The Bible say in the book of Psalm 125. I'm going to read Psalm 125, which is a powerful scripture here that we can meditate on as we enjoy this broadcast. The Bible say in Psalm 125, they that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. His mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around about his people from henceforth even forever. So the Lord is around his people to protect them. And all these testimonies we're going to hear is the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of a man. And to God be the glory for all these praise reports we're going to hear. And Jesus is Lord.
Well, first of all, it was quite a few years ago that I first came to see Pastor Solly, and I had migraines for 25 years.
Glory to Jesus. 561-337-9018. The lines are open for prayer. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018.
And Pastor Brandon was holding him, and Apostle Solly took him into his arms, and he basically said, "Watch this miracle taking place." And he snapped behind his head. He had had He had had severe to profound hearing loss, diagnosed by the doctors. They were talking about doing cochlear implants with him, okay? And he hadn't talked again since he was 1 year old. He hadn't spoken a word. And so anyway, we watched as Apostle Solly snapped behind his head, and he turned right around like a complete circle and looked right at him, and everybody saw it. And then he did it again, where he clapped, and Sage clearly turned around. He could hear him clearly, and he said, "Watch." And the Lord opened his ears, and he even released his tongue. Since then, a year and a half later, now I've got a witness back here. We have a worker, my awesome worker BJ back there, raise your hand, brother, that works with this young man. We have heard him speak. He said mama, and he said papa randomly here and there. Since then, we've heard him talk. And Yes, which you didn't know about. Praise God, he's starting to talk. And then we've also, he start crawling around now. He goes everywhere. You can't keep him down. And now we took him back to the ENT doctor 1 month after he got prayed for by Apostle Solly. And they said he has normal hearing. And it stayed that way ever since. We've had it tested since then, and he's still normal hearing. Praise God. He's loud, but I say he likes to preach. That's why. He wants to tell people about Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
May the glory for the powerful testimony.
Come on, guys. Give Jesus a Lord mighty Jesus, clap.
Hallelujah.
Offering, amen.
Thank you for that miracle, Lord Jesus. 561-337-9018. Continue to call for prayer. The lines are open. 613-379-0118. The prayer line is open, and we want to hear your testimony. We want to also receive your prayer requests. God answers prayer. When we stand in faith and believe, all things are possible. The Bible says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We want to remind you that this is not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. I bless the Lord, and his prayer shall continue within my heart 24/7. When you reach out by faith to Jesus, he will touch you and heal you and deliver you. The gospel must be preached as a witness. Then the end shall come. You're tuning into Piercing Darkness Show, and you can follow us on Facebook. Simply go to Facebook and type in Apostle Sally, and you'll be able to catch us on Facebook. God is moving powerfully through this ministry and touching millions for his glory. We want to be able to minister and pray for you. 561-337-9018. We'll hear another testimony to the glory of God.
The Lord is removing this curse by his blood. The Lord is removing this curse by his blood. I release life and restoration upon you from your head to your toe. May God give you wisdom, instruction, the will, the tenacity, the resolve. May he protect you. May he cause you to recover what you lost. May he deliver you from all debt. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
I've just been going through financial devastation.
So Lord, give me favor.
Lord, give me favor.
Give me grace. Let my testimony bring glory to your name. Deliver me from Satan's evil trap. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Give me another chance. In Jesus' name. Love him. Close your eyes and I'm going to pray for you. Broken off your skin, off your life. I count to three and life revival miracle will happen to your skin. Beginning from today, may the Lord restore you by his blood. Lord, do it for him in the name of Jesus. Do it according to your will, Lord, and according to his faith. I command the manifestation. Now lay hands on your stomach. Be well. When you take the word in the natural, you will miss it. When you take in your spirit, you will get your deliverance. Number two. Fear is practical. It sounds louder than faith.
To God be the glory for that amazing prophetic moment in that service. We thank God for what he did in Greenville, South Carolina. And it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. I want to remind all of you that can hear the sound of my voice. If you want to come experience the power of God, we do have a spiritual, a powerful deliverance, a miracle service Sunday nights. In Dera Beach, where we pray for the sick and deliverance takes place. So if you need a touch from God, you can come join us in that service. You'll be blessed. To God be the glory for what he has done. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with Jesus.
Took away whatever complications this young girl had, moved the baby's situation, fixed it. This is when I was in Aiken in February. Yes. Can you zoom this one in so they can see it on the screen? Can you go there and put on the screen, brother?
Steve, give us this shot. Look at the miracle. Someone say hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So the Lord moved in that situation immediately.
Oh, and another thing too, with this baby, she was born with this called hyperleftplasty, which means only one side of her heart was functioning. So God showed up and showed out. Yeah.
Stretch your hand and say, Father, you began a good work in this family. You shall be faithful to accomplish it. Let this baby grow to serve you, to do your will, to reach souls for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom.
It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible. The Lord touched that baby and set the baby free. Let that testimony help boost your faith in Jesus' name. 561-337-9018. That's the number you should contact us for prayer.
Just with your hands. Move in front of
you. Are so high and lifted up. You are so high and lifted up. You are so high and lifted up, you are. So high and lifted up, you are. So high and lifted up, you are.
Just simple one more time.
So high and lifted up, you are.
As we prepare to hear the word of God, I want to encourage you to trust him. Regardless of what you're going through, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly far above that which you think or ask, according to his power that dwells in you. Today's powerful broadcast is dedicated to inspire you into getting closer to God in your heart. And regardless of what problems you're facing in life today, you got to remember that the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which you think or ask, according to his power that dwells in you. So the Lord is a healer, is a deliverer, and is a restorer. We're going to search through the scriptures and study how to withstand storms, because your life may be going through a storm today and you're wondering in your heart, this storm that I'm going through, when does it end? And the devil want to activate you to worship the storm and not the God who's going to deliver from that storm. So no condition is permanent. No situation is bigger than God. God is bigger than any mountain. God is bigger than any mountain or storm. He is bigger than anything you're dealing with today, because he's on the throne. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he never failed. He never failed. And that's what the Bible says. David says in the Bible, I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. So we know very well that God will never fail and he will never leave us, not forsake us, because he is Lord and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we want to empower you with the word of God to uplift your faith and take you to the next level of revelation, and knowing that God is faithful to his word, to his promises. So it says in the book of Acts, we look at verse chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them tongues as fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what God did on that day, he released and poured out his Spirit upon his people in such a magnitude and dimension that it shook the atmosphere. It shook the atmosphere. It shook the atmosphere. And it was evidenced by the gifts of the Holy Spirit that were manifested and demonstrated. And they appeared unto them tongues of verse 3 as a fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. The Spirit of God was giving them utterance. In verse 7, if you look at verse 6, and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were bewildered, because they were each one hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and marveled, saying, why are not all these who are speaking, why are not all these who are speaking Galileans? So the manifestation was a shock and awe that the Spirit of God was able to embed unto these people to give them utterance to speak. And they spoke in the language of the Holy Spirit, which was utterance given by the Spirit of God that was able to communicate in a way that supernaturally gave them fluent access to speak in the language that they understood. So building upon this, what we see here is how important it is to allow and to surrender and to yield to the Holy Spirit in these last days. if you're going to walk in victory over demonic deception that has accumulated itself today in the world. You see, the Bible says in the last days, God is going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So the Spirit of God is coming to establish God's kingdom. Now, from the book of Acts, we see that when Jesus departed, he prayed that the Father will send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came to continue from where Jesus stopped, which means Jesus handed over the baton, and the Holy Ghost would continue enforcing and pushing forward with what he was doing through Jesus Christ while Jesus was on earth. So Jesus, God is with us. Now we understand the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost are one. So in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word is God. So he cometh forth here on earth for the purpose of the kingdom of God to advance, to be built, and to be established. So as he's building the kingdom of God and advancing the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God comes to continue from where the Lord handed it over. The church was to move into a different dimension where the Spirit of God will come upon each vessel that was present to advance the kingdom of God. That's why I say the tongues of fire were seen upon them, evidence of the Holy Ghost being poured upon them. There's nothing wrong when you speak in tongues, when you speak in the language of the Holy Spirit. It's amazing because God gives utterance, and you can be able to intercede and reach dimensions that you are not in control of, but he is in control of. Now, some people have a problem when you speak in tongues because they don't know what the significance is. But we see how important it is that God was able to communicate to these people supernaturally by the Holy Ghost when they received the outpouring. But also we see in the Bible that when we pray in the Spirit in unknown tongues, that is where we're edifying ourselves, number one. Number two, the Spirit of God is giving us utterance to intercede, which means you can intercede for somebody else. Without knowing, in Korea, God could use you to intercede for somebody in Korea. We know that what's happening in North and South Korea. For them not to be going at a nuclear war is God holding down the power of the principality that is in North Korea not to launch a barrage of nuclear bombs on the United States or the United States allies like Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines. We don't know who this guy would try to take out, but now they're talking on just a power of prayer. So we know that prayer can penetrate any curtain, any drywall, any spiritual wall. Intercession and prayer can be able to break into the fortified defenses that your unbelieving husband has, or unbelieving wife or children. Prayer can penetrate any spiritual roadblock that the enemy has put up there. Prayer can penetrate it. That's how powerful prayer is. Never underestimate the power of prayer. It is so powerful that through prayer you can be able to enter into any place and establish order, God's order. That's how powerful prayer is. And we become very unsuspecting to how effective our prayers can be when we allow the enemy to block our perception. Your perception has to be in Christ to maintain that breakthrough. And that's why I want to help you to realize that the supernatural is not guesswork. It's reality, and it is real, and we can get breakthroughs. So I want to break it down for you so you can be able to learn how to activate and to pray results, because we don't want to see you living in fear anymore. The Bible said the righteous is bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no one pursueth them. So when you're righteous, you're going to be bold. You're not going to be doubtful. You're going to be bold. The righteous bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no one pursueth them. So we're going to study the power in his word and the revelation that is given to us by the Holy Ghost, how the Spirit of God was able to manifest and demonstrate the spectacular, the tangible manifestation that the Holy Ghost was able to release into the atmosphere. So, just revisit verse 2. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They waited to pay the price. They dug in, they entrenched themselves in. When you separate yourself from the business of this world, and when you separate yourself from the activities that are taking place that are keep you occupied, and you separate yourself from all things that drain, accumulate in your life, and distract you and occupy you, and make time for the Lord and enter into His presence and spend time in His presence, you will reach that place where you will draw the attention from heaven. And that's what they did. And it's an appointed time. So the Lord will do something that is spectacular to get your attention. Miracles will get your attention, but miracles cannot change your heart. Miracles will get your attention, but it's the Spirit of God that can change you when you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, when you spend time in God's presence in prayer. That's when you transition from the religious mindset. That's how you transit from the doubtful mindset, and you step into the glory, into the realm where your life begins to progress, mature, and get closer to God. So that's why when you come to my crusades, I teach the word, I emphasize on relationship with the Holy Ghost, and demonstrate the power of God, because I believe that you must be a true follower of Jesus, not just a true receiver of blessing. You should receive the blessing, but not only that, but follow Him. So you take a step of faith and step into His purpose and begin to follow Him. So let's study the word. Now, if you look at verse 3, and there appeared to them tongues of as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. Now, the power of the supernatural, it could be a crowd or a multitude. It could be 5,000 people. It could be 10,000. God will still find you. The supernatural does not hit and miss. The supernatural does not mix up. So let's say God is not going to take what belongs to Jackie and give it to Andrew. God doesn't have that problem. So He's going to locate you. So He's not going to pass you by. If you're hungry, if you're anticipating, if you're expectant, because I see this in my meetings sometimes, when I release the mass healings and mass deliverance, and they begin to manifest everywhere at the same time. And some people come after the service has ended in a line and say, oh, can you pray for me, please? Oh, yes, because they didn't think that God touched them when you're doing the multitude prayer. So they want to get hands laid on them. And then, you know, because of their faith, they came out. So I do pray for them again, you know, to encourage them to walk in what God has released. So, but we see here in verse 3, and there appeared to them tongues as of fire, dissipating themselves. And they rested on each one of them. Nobody was left out. God does not discriminate. He's a pinpointer, He's precise. Yes. He wants to make you whole. Totally. So, when God touches you, He wants to make you totally whole, free at last. He wants to totally heal you, but you have to press in. So, when you pray, don't pray like you're praying to an empty sky. There is someone on the throne that is looking straight at you and can see you and can pinpoint you precisely. Maybe you live in Palm City, maybe you live in Stuart, maybe you live in Miami, as far as the station can go. Maybe you listen to me from another country, and maybe you're on the internet or Periscope or Facebook, wherever you may be. God can pinpoint you right at your need in the specific location you're in precisely. God bless you. All the way from France. Amen. God can pinpoint you precisely. There is no distance in the spirit. That's how powerful it is. And I studied the scripture and I see how powerful God is. Because his word is so magnificent. So we translate the word of God and we shift it into, okay, English, Hebrew, Greek, Spanish, French, African, Russian. So we communicate the scripture to our dialects and our languages. But the scripture is supernatural. So what do? We translate the interpretation, not the scripture. So we interpret it based on our understanding. But our language is limited to how we break it down. So because of the narrow limitation to our language and communicate, we forget that faith is not coming by hearing our language, but by hearing the word in the spirit. That's why the Bible says, he that has ears, let him hear what the spirit is telling the church. So the letter killeth, when you take the interpreted written word to let your intellect break it down to your understanding, you could miss the meaning when you try to get your culture to contain the word. Now, that's a very powerful revelation. I never said that before, only on this broadcast, and I'm going to break it down. The Spirit of God has to speak the word into your system to the magnitude of its authority for you to get the revelation. That's why you have to be able to press in and hear in the spirit as the word is spoken. So he that has ears, let him hear what the spirit is telling the church. Now the spirit of God speaks according to the word which is released into your inner man. Now as we, through our understanding, begin to read the Bible, the letter we're reading, the Lord begins to beam into what I call like laser focus. He beams into your spirit, man, and drops a drop of revelation into your inner man. It's evidenced what we see that happened to them in verse 3, and there appeared to them tongues as a fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them supernaturally. So when the word is spoken, God can give you supernatural interpretation which extends beyond your understanding, and that opens you up to a new realm of faith. That's why the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You see, so miracles and deliverance is a manifestation of his love, and the revelation that is behind what God is doing is by the Spirit of God. So do you have ears to hear what the Spirit is telling the church? That's what the devil does, is attack people's minds to be so much defiled and gutted that they can hear, they cannot hear what the Spirit is telling the church. So the mind becomes the blocker that blocks what you are willing to submit to in reception to what is saying. Let me simplify it for you. The Spirit of God is speaking. So what makes a soul? Mind, emotions, and will. So the mind, the emotions, and the will. So which is what makes your soul? Mind, emotions, and will. So when you hear the word in your spirit, your mind is to grasp it or to act on it. So if your attitude towards God is to reverence him, if your attitude towards God is to honor him and to value that relationship, you will take the instruction. For example, Jesus tells Peter, go catch the fish and then go pay the tax collectors. So he goes catch the fish, he pays the tax collector. It's a supernatural instruction. But you see, there's tons of fish. How are you going to know which fish you're going to catch to get the money to pay the tax collectors? So the Lord released a supernatural miracle, but he had to follow the instruction. So the obedience of Peter to go catch the fish is what unlocks the miracle, that the Lord will make sure that he's guided to the precise manifestation. Why do people miss their deliverance and healing? Because they're trying to figure out how God is going to do it instead of preparing to receive what God is doing. So your understanding and your intellect has not been given access to the complete operations of God, because it has not been given that access. You have no right to limit what God can do through your understanding. The things that your understanding can know and can access, but there's some things that have not been given to you. So God has reserved his dealings and operations to himself and the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost are one. So the angels wait on instructions and they fly into the earth to engage. They'll take the high out of the hurricane. They'll rescue lives. They'll rescue people from destruction. How about the woman who's planned to go abort the child, and then they don't abort the child, they change their mind. An angel's been released. Spirit of God can convict, because abortion is murder. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Every child that is killed through abortion, that is sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven. And that is a sacrifice to Baal. That's idolatry. That's wickedness. And that's why it has to be reversed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's the God I'm talking about. He is the one who's, if a woman is pregnant in America and they give birth to a child, that's a miracle, because you understand very well they could just walk into Planned Parenthood and get a child out, flushed out. You know, it is happening today. So if they change their mind, that's a miracle. So angels of God are released. When a child is born, an angel is assigned. So the things that God will allow you supernaturally to access through humility. So he's going to reveal things to you supernaturally as you humble yourself. So there are revelations. Now, to stay on track, the scripture is the balance. You stay in the word so you don't go off track. You stay in the word. But as you study the word, God is going to use the reference of the scripture, reference, to unlock you into a dimension to see it from the way God wants you to see it. So the Lord Jesus took bread. What does he do? He gave thanks. So as he's giving thanks to God, he surrenders it to God. The need is surrender to God. Listen to this. What will unlock supernatural provision into your life is when the need you have is not worship or given recognition or attention. What will bring breakthrough is when that need you have is surrendered to God. And once you surrender to God and let God move, he will shift and bring the manifestation for your deliverance, for your healing, and for your miracle. So, let me simplify this for you. I'll lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Creator of heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. Now, the Lord that keepeth Israel does not sleep, does not slumber. So, if you have a need, and you need a miracle, what do? You ask God to supply. You present your request to him in faith, and you believe. Now the enemy is going to come to you and say, well, God is not hearing your prayer, or God is on vacation. You're not the only one. You're not the only one that, you know, going through this. God is going to go take care of people in South Carolina, and by the time he finishes there, you're going to be dead. You got to cast that thought down. And what do? You begin to decree and speak that which God's word says about your situation, and not what your circumstance is saying. Because your circumstance is speaking and God is speaking. So while God is speaking, the devil is trying to tell you, well, it's not going to happen. So you have to open your mouth and speak to him and say, it's written. So you stand on the scripture and say, it is written. As you quote the scripture, it is written, you disarm the atmosphere the enemy is trying to bring now. What happened through persecution? When you receive revelation, you're going to draw persecution either through misunderstanding or the enemy trying to steal that from you. Maybe God gives you a dream or God gives you a word, a prophetic word, and then your mind says, well, they made it up. Or I just imagined it. And sometimes God speaks through dreams. He may speak through dreams and is warning you about a dream, through a dream about an impending danger. You are supposed to wake up right there and cancel it. If you don't wake up and pray, you could get caught up in that danger. There are people that their lives have been saved because they acted on this promptings of the Holy Spirit or the warnings of the Holy Spirit, even when he spoke. And we're going to look at verse 14, Acts chapter 2. Let's look at verse 14. But Peter, taking his stand with elevation, raised his voice and declared to the men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let it be known to you and give heed to my words, for these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only the third hour of the day. But this word was spoken of through the prophet Joel, and shall be in the last day, God says, that I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all mankind. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall dream, shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my bond slaves, both men and women, I'll in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I'll grant wonders in the sky above the signs of the earth, beneath blood and fire, vapor and smoke. Supernatural is spectacular, and there's nothing wrong about getting uniquely blessed or misunderstood. So sometimes the Spirit of God can come upon you and you will begin to dance or speak in unknown tongues, or you may fall under the power. Sometimes something like that can happen. A spectacular, identical, you come out of the wheelchair, blind eyes open, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So we don't say, well, that is too, demonstrative. It's not something that really makes sense. But, you could begin to cry, and maybe you took time to fix your face and put on that expensive makeup and organize yourself, and the Spirit of God will come and touch you. You're going to cry, and there'll be tears rolling down your eyes, and it'll mess up the makeup. That's fine. Guess what? What God is doing is more powerful. I was ministering in Boston, Massachusetts, and this dignified professional lady was touched by the Holy Ghost, and she was in the back, and she was so much touched that she got to the front. She don't know how she got to the front. She crawled to the front, and she was touched and delivered because the glory of God was present. So I want to thank all of you for really joining me on this broadcast, and I want to encourage you to go to our website, www.pyevangelism.net, and you can be able to register to attend one of our events or to submit your prayer request so we can pray for you. And also you can be able to go to our website and get products to help you mature spiritually. But I want to make an altar call for salvation. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say to me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. If you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Stay in Christ. He's coming back soon. Don't forget to watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock on Channel 13 and 61 or Channel 12 on Hotwire. And I'll be back again next week at the same time. Call 561-337-9018. May the good Lord bless you, and I'll be back again, piercing darkness. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness, and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening.